morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you are watching this worship reflection. Many of you have been telling me that you've been rather enjoying being able to worship in the comfort of your own home, coffee in hand, at whatever time of day suits you best. Today, our Bible story takes us to an encounter with Jesus in the home of two of his followers, at the end of a journey home on the road to Emmaus. Journeys come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, some of them actual and some of them metaphorical. And we're all on quite a journey just now, learning how to do so many things differently, not least in our worship and our spiritual practice. To set the scene for our worship today, let's hear the story from the end of Luke's Gospel, from Luke chapter 24. And today, Lynn in Lochallen is going to read for us.
Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 13, the walk to Emmaus. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" Amen, and thanks be to God for this reading.
And now let us pray. God of the road, as we journey our daily paths, how wonderful it is to know that you are there with us. Each bump and twist we take with your loving presence there beside us, each and every step of the way. Jesus of the road, as we journey our daily paths, how wonderful it is to know that you are with us. You guide us, you show us the way, teaching us and reminding us of the right route to take, the right path to walk. Holy Spirit of the road, as we journey our daily paths, how wonderful to know that you are there with us. You inspire our thoughts, you inspire our words, you inspire our lives. Your light, you light that path ahead of us. For all the times when we have failed to acknowledge your presence, O God, and have chosen our own paths, forgotten our fellow travellers, ignored your promptings, we're sorry. Sorry when we have lost our way, not been listening to you or following Christ's example. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us and set us on the right path once again, ready to recognize you in our midst, ready to recognize your way is the right way. Free us to step out again on the road of life, ready to be loved and to love. Amen. Life would never be the same again for those followers of Jesus who encountered him on the road to Emmaus and recognized him at the end of the journey in their homes. Life has never been the same again for followers of Jesus through the generations since, as they have discovered the joy of sharing life's journey with Jesus Christ. There is nothing more certain or constant as that things will change. 2,500 years ago, the Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, "No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man." Every event, every encounter, everything that happens changes us, and we are certainly in that change just now. I was looking through some old video clips during the week and came across a wee reflection that I did from Keele Church a year ago. You see, some of this video and online stuff isn't entirely new, and we've been dabbling in it for some time. Last May, just after the General Assembly, I was sharing a few thoughts. Last year at General Assembly, I was Vice Convener of the then Assembly Arrangements Committee that in the beginnings of structural reform and radical change would become the Assembly Business Committee. A year ago, I never imagined for a moment, first, that I would become interim convener of the committee and would chair the meeting at which we had to make the decision to cancel General Assembly 2020. We need to find new ways to be the church nationally, regionally, and locally. And one or two bits of non-contentious business hopefully will be transacted at what would have been the beginning of General Assembly. So watch out for news of events happening on the 16th and 17th of May, which will include a virtual heart and soul celebration as we celebrate the life of the church as it continues its mission to make known the reality and joy of encounter with the living Christ. The methods, the ways might have to change. The mission continues. And so now let me let you listen to watch that reflection from Keel almost a year ago.
In my earlier days, when I heard the name Lord George MacLeod of Funery, I never paused to wonder where Funery is. I never imagined that one day I'd be minister of the parish of Morvern, within which Funery is situated. George MacLeod once famously said, "If you think it's just coincidence, I wish you a dull and uninteresting life." I frequently pause and wonder at the things that aren't just coincidence, but the God incidences when, just at the right time, the right thing happens. When the world can't really explain, God seems to be in the midst of it all. I'm grateful to the Commissioner at the General Assembly who spoke of hearing George MacLeod preach and say to a former generation, "You don't come to church the way your forebears used to, and you know it. You don't read your Bibles the way your forebears did, and you know it. You don't pray the way your forebears did, and you know it." God is always making things new. And God is doing a new thing in our time. I'm here at Keel Church in Morvern Parish, where in a little while there will be worship, perhaps a dozen people. I've just come up from the village hall where we've had messy church, and we had 20 or so, half of them young people, engaged in craft, talking about being fishers of men, talking about those Bible stories, many of which we have reflected upon in the last week in General Assembly. We counted the 153 fish in the net.
149, 150, 151, 152, 153.
And spoke of how in God's plans and purposes, in God's love, there's room for everyone. Here in this place, in a building a little over 100 years old, on a site that it said Maluag and Columba decided they would build a church. Here in this place, I have often pondered words from George MacLeod, a prayer on the completion of the renovation of the abbey on Iona. O Christ, you are within each of us. It is not just the interior of these walls, it is our own inner being you have renewed. We are your temple, not made with hands. We are your body. If every wall should crumble and every church decay, we are your habitation. Nearer are you than breathing, closer than hands and feet. Ours are the eyes with which you, in the mystery, look out with compassion on the world. Yet we bless you for this place, for your directing of us, your redeeming of us, and your indwelling. Take us outside, O Christ, outside holiness, out to where soldiers curse and nations clash at the crossroads of the world. So shall this building continue to be justified. We ask it for your own namesake. Amen. Amen.
And now let us bring our prayers for others this day. Lord God, each of us walks our own Emmaus road. Some seem to have an easy route. For others, it's a bumpy, twisty, uneven road. And so for them we pray this day. For those who are ill and see no end in sight for their pain, we pray healing and for a sense that you are there with them. For those facing financial difficulties and see no end to their problems, we pray for solutions and for a sense that you are there with them. For those who struggle to put food on the table and see no end date to their empty cupboards, we pray for fairness and a sense that you are there with them. For those who are caring for loved ones and see no end to their fatigue, we pray for rest and a sense that you are there with them. For those who struggle with the daily juggle of responsibilities and see no end to the merry-go-round life, we pray for moments of stillness and a sense that you are there with them. Lord, so many people, so many challenges. It's often difficult for us to know where to begin. Help us to take each situation as it comes, to know what the priorities are, to work out the ways in which we can help. Help us. Help us to stick to your path of righteousness, justice, and peace. In all we say, in all we do. And as we pray at this time, we pause and are silent for a moment as we remember all those caught up in the COVID-19 outbreak. For families who grieve, for those who are ill at home or in hospital, for those who must continue to work in caring and serving the needs of others. We're all so deeply affected at this time. We pray. Lord, hear all our prayers, for we offer them in Jesus' name. Amen. And with our prayers we bring our many gifts, our practical help, our time, the gifts of money that support the church and other charities in our land and around the world. We offer it all to you, our God. And we bring all our praying, our offering, our worship together as together we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. And now we listen, or you might like to sing along to the song, Jesus is Here.
Among us, bringing good news. chains of our sins. Jesus is here, raising the fallen, making the dead live again. Jesus, you're a living promise. God has come among us, full of grace and truth. Savior, shining in the darkness, rescuing the helpless, making all things new. Jesus is here, calling disciples, teaching the way of the cross. Jesus is here, giving his spirit, breathing new life into us. Jesus, you're the living promise. God has come among us, full of grace and truth. Savior, shining in the darkness, rescuing the helpless, making all things new.
Lord Jesus, as you walked on the road to Emmaus, walk with us on the roads we travel. Help us to know your presence with us and to be your presence to others. And at the end of this day, may we all enjoy your feast. And so as we end this worship encounter, know God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you and with all creation, today, through this week, and always. Amen.